Rabbi Sai, why do we... Dreidels, anybody for Dreidels in Hanukkah? Sivon, is that what it's called? Why do we do it? Why do we do it?
Because that's what
the Eden played. Yeah? Everybody agrees to that? That's what the Eden played? Pardon? Caves? And then he played Dreidels instead. Is that the reason why? What is the reason why we play Dreidels? Rabbi Sai. Was it? Yeah? Let's hear the expert. Because it's the balancing...
It's to do with the universe and planet.
Okay, sounds interesting.
He's been a dreidel and says, wait, can go on a wall. Gyroscope, it's a gyroscope.
Wow, you're talking beyond my understanding.
It's like a sport. It's like, yeah, they did these competitions. Why did they play Rubik's Cube? They were happy. Why not Rubik's Cubes or cards?
Right.
Because it's Greek technology.
Greek technology. Okay, so we should really not play that if that's the case. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I just saw something. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I think I remember learning something about the letters on the dreidel add up to something significant. I can't remember.
Yeah, I hear. Yes, I saw something as well, actually. Lehoiris lefon of Goishno. Gimel shinun he. Yes, I hear. Okay, I just saw literally 5-10 minutes ago. I saw a Moedig Avot, and it made such an impact on me. I think it's absolutely beautiful. Do you know how Rabbi Isai, that the Yevonim, they were the empire of the day. They were the most, strategically, the most powerful army of the days. It was like this extremely powerful military power. And the Eden, there wasn't much, the Chashmonoim, there wasn't much physical power there. Nevertheless, they said, okay, Mila Hashem, Eloi, let's try and let's see what happens. And we try our best, and Ribbono Shel Olam is going to help us. We try our best, and Hashem does the rest, as we tell the children. You know, we have to try. So this really is the underlying, the essential point of Chanukah. We work our best, we try our best, and Ribbono Shel Olam does the rest. It saved them. That's really what happened. They tried the best, and they tried the best, and the Ribbono Shel Olam made the Gevaldige Nes, and they were able to win over the Yevonim. So if you think about it, this is exactly what the dreidel does. You spin it with a little bit of, it's only a little bit of power. You spin a little bit. What happens? It spins and spins and spins much more than the, I don't know much about physics, but there is something about it turning around itself. And it lasts for a long time. If you spin it correctly, it lasts for a long time. It spins and spins from you've done the initial spark. You've done the initial part. And after this, it carries on going. You try your best. You do your very best. You spin it. It carries on going after this for a while. It not just as you stop pushing things, you know, when you pedal the bike, the second you stop, it doesn't go really anymore. A little bit, but not properly. And when you push something, as soon as you, it stops. It's not like that. The dreidel, you spin it, and it carries on going for a while. And that's the underlying message of Chanukah. That's what I just said. And a chesidic sefer, actually, but a beautiful sefer. Exactly. Yeah, Kof Sazokul. Yeah, he brings it in that context. Yeah. Gmail Chbideman. Yeah, beautiful. Okay. Okay, so we are up to Simon Samach Aleph. And we are actually in the middle of Sef Gimel, page 188. And we are just learning about the 248 words that needs to be said during Shema. We said that Shema, really, if you count them, you've got 245. Anybody had time to count the words today? Apparently, if you count them, you've got 245 words. And that is why the Chazan repeats, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, thereby getting to 248. If somebody is davening Beyechidus, he doesn't have a Shliach Tzibur, what does he do? He has Kavona during the 15th, the 15 Vavs. He has Kavona that adds up 15 times 6, makes 90. That name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the names of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's second best, but that's Hashem Elokeichem Emes, Echad, so I suppose that it's the underlying Yisrael is the same. Continues the Ramah, that's what we're up to. V'yesh oit tam acher bedovo. There's an additional reason as well, why, an additional reason for that. The tezva vovin oilin tishin, as mentioned, the 15 vovs, they add up to 90. V'akriya, and the reading nechsheves echot, the reading is one unit, One, Hare Tishim Ve'achot, that is 90 of the Vavs, which makes 90, plus the one, that makes 90 plus one is 91. Kiminyan Hashem Bekiyosi Veksivosoi Ve'avekilu Omar Hashem Elo Adoi. Full name of Hashem, Emes. So it adds up to the Gematria of Hashem Elokeichem. The Ramah continues. Ve'yeshe Kosvu, and others write a different approach. The Kol HaKoyre Kriyas Shema, whoever reads Kriyas Shema, B'yochit, without a chazan, Yoima, he shall say, Kel Melech Ne'emon Shema. So he says the words, Kel Melech Ne'emon, Kisholo Yishtevo Yis'elu, these three words, Mashlimim, they complete Haminyan, the count, Shel Ramach of 248. So if you ever got a chazan, you say, Kel Melech Ne'emon, thereby getting to 248. Vu b'mokim omen is instead of omen. Sheishla nois that we should have to answer. Acha bo chabeich b'amo Yisrael be'ava. Since we don't say omen after the brach bo b'amo Yisrael be'ava, therefore the Kel Melech Ne'eman doesn't say. We all know, of course, Kel Melech Ne'eman. The first letter of Kel is an aleph. The first letter of Melech is a mem. The first letter of Ne'eman is a nun. Thereby having an omen, and this is Beramiz, by saying omen to the bracha of the bracha before, prior to Shema. So by saying Kel Melech Ne'eman, we're doing two things. We're saying omen in a hidden way to the bracha, which we just said, Abayich Ba'am Yisrael Be'ava, and at the same time we're saying three words, and those three words making up to 245, getting to 248, which is what we want to get to Ramach Evorim. Very good. So according to the Ramah, that's what he says now. V'nirali, it seems to me, mikon mokim kshekoyrei ma'atzibu, according to Ramah, if you're saying it with a tzibu, lo yoyma kel melech ne'emon, you don't need to say kel melech ne'emon. That's what Ramah says. That if you're saying it with a tzibu, mamash following what you are saying, you're getting the Hashem Elokeichem emes of the chazan at the end, you don't need to say kel melech ne'emon. And so you don't say it. That's what Ramah says. Chak yoyma omen achar shliach tzibu. You should say omen after shliach tzibu. Kshemisayim b'ochem when he completes the b'och. V'chein yoyagim v'loch anu. And that is the right way. So if God of the Ramah's approach is that you do not, there's aboy chibam Yisrael be'avo, you will say omen. Fair enough. You don't say kel melech ne'eman. You say the 245 words of Shema. And the chazan will say Hashem Elokeichem emes. Thereby you've got 248 words of Remach Evorim. What happens if you are B'yochit? What are you going to do then? You're going to say the Bracha. You're not going to say Omen, obviously. You're going to say Kel Melech Ne'eman. You've got the Shema, 245 words. 3 plus 245, you get to 248. And then Emes V'yatzev, etc., etc. So, right. Now, is that everybody's meaning, Rabbi Yisai? What is the meaning of this? Yep. Kel Melech Ne'eman, you say Kel Melech Ne'eman? Because it's the Ramah. I don't know if the Sfaradim have that.
First time.
So it could be the Sfaradim don't have that minik. Yeah. If you look in a Sidur, it doesn't say Kel Melech Ne'eman, Belachash. Right, so that's the Ramah. That's an Ashkenazi Sheminik.
And Kiryat Shema Lamitah, that's what it's supposed to say?
Oh, so we're going to get to Kiryat Shema Shalamitah. We're going to get to that. Right. Okay. Yeah, okay, we'll get to that, but let's see Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet says, No again, Liko is Pasuk Rishon, Bekoil Rom, Kedele Oira Kavona. The first Pasuk of Shema, the meaning is to say loud, Kedeg in order to Oira Kavona, in order to increase Kavona. Right, so Shema is said loud in order to have Kavona. Siv Hey. The meaning is to put the hand on the face b'kriyas posuk rishon when you're saying the first posuk of Shema. Why? Why do we cover our hand, our face with when we say Shema?
Concentration.
Kedei shelo yistakel b'dovar acher, that we don't look at any other things shemoyno melechavein, which takes away from your kavana. So we cover our hands. We cover our face with our hands in order to have proper kavona. Mishneh Berurah adds in Sifkot Nudzayin, should be with the right hand. Yeah?
Can I ask a bit of a funny question?
Yeah.
The mitzvah is Kriya Shema, right?
Yeah.
We can't read it for kavona, right?
We can't what? We can't?
You can't read it for kavona, right?
Yeah, so. So it is. There's. it doesn't need to be, are you referring, say, I would say, initially I would answer, it doesn't need to be read. There's no, you have to say, you don't have to read. So you have to say it, you have to verbalize it. And the best way by doing that is by actually reading it. But the truth is, your question is a bit deeper than that, because you're actually asking that to Toshib Iksav, Yev Shalom Baal Peh.
Yeah. Technically, isn't it that you're just blocking out? You don't have to close your eyes. Your eyes can be open and you're reading. Isn't that technically?
That's a good point, but it says literally covering the face. Rabbi Kagan, it's a very interesting. I never heard this. It's very interesting because it says you should cover your eyes. So you are saying that could be, one could argue, it doesn't mean you cover in a way that you can't see anything. Could be it's covering in order not to see anything else. So it's a very interesting, I never heard this, sounds like a very interesting pshat. It certainly fits in the words as well. But that's not generally, I don't think what's the meaning is. I've always said when people cover their eyes, they cover it completely, don't they? But the truth is it does lie in the words are not contradicting your approach. The words of Shulchan Aruch certainly does not contradict your approach. Very interesting. Oh, so could be that's the answer to that question.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, could be that's the answer. Yeah, that could very well be the answer. Yeah. Yes. Yes, the answer is why is it that we cover our, that the Chachomim with that? The Shulchan Aruch is so particular about Kavona in the first Pasuk of Shema. We don't find that with regards to Shmoneh Esrei, even the first Brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. We don't find that by Asher, by Baruch Shama, by Ishtabach. We don't find anywhere else that the Shulchan Aruch tells us we need to cover our eyes. Why is that so? Right, absolutely. The answer is, as the Mishnah, absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. As the Mishnah says in Brachos, Kabbalas Olam HaShemayim is the very first thing he needs to do, to accept Hashem's kingdom. And that's really the most, probably one of the most important parts, or the most important part of davening. So it comes more before anything else, and that's why there's an obligation to make sure one has Kavana. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, true. There is people who do that. I think it's often glass-wearing people. No, yeah. So I think Ellie wants to know what happens if people who don't actually cover their eyes, but they just somehow ensure the closing of their eyes, but actually they don't cover their eyes. That's interesting. I've seen actually a very, very choshev tamid chacham, Osher Shibu did that once. A very makbit kalavik chamura. I saw him doing that. So I think that the answer is, because ultimately what you want to achieve is kavana. And if somebody feels that his kavana is more achieved by not actually covering his face, but just by covering a part of his eye, then I suppose that's the reason. Yeah? Because ultimately what you want is to have kavana. So I suppose that's probably the answer. Good point. Right. I heard once a very interesting pshat from Reb Osher Weiss years ago. Reb Osher Weiss, the Minchas Osher. He told me once in the name of the Klausenburg Rebbe, who was his Rebbe, that he said that an additional reason why we cover our faces and we cover our eyes when we recite Shema, the first Pasuk of Shema is, when we recite Shema, we have to ensure that, you know, when things happen in a person's life, we want to understand things. Why? Tzadik v'ra loy, Rosh v'toiv loy. We try to understand things which is really beyond our capacity, beyond our ability to understand. Why is he so fortunate? Why is he so rich? Why is tragedy happening to this person? Why is no tragedy? We want to understand, why am I undergoing through this difficulty? We try to understand things which are not really fast to understand. It's the Gzeirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first thing, when we accept the Ribbono Shel Olam's kingdom, is to physically just ensure we're not trying to understand anything over here. We're physically and emotionally covering our eyes. We're not trying to understand anything over here. We're just accepting Hashem's kingdom with closed eyes, blindfolded, blindly. That's the way we're accepting Hashem's kingdom. So I hear from the Minchas Osher, the name of Klausenburg Rebbe. It's a nice word, no? Yeah, you agree to it? I think it's very nice. Sif Vav. Tzorich laharich b'ches shel echod. One needs to make the ches clear, loud and clear, when you say echod. Kidei sheyamnech HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim u'v'oretz. That it should be, you should be ma'irich it, that you make it, that you're pronouncing it clearly, and thereby being mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam b'shamayim, in heaven, uvaoretz, here in the earth. Shalazeh roimes, and this is also merumes, hachoytos shebeemtza gag haches. Now we know that the in Safos, when you have a ches, how is this ches, what is the ches made out of? Pardon? Two zines or vav zain. Depends. Ksav Ari or Ksav Yosef. It's a vav and a zain or maybe two zines. Now, what's between the two? You know, you've got vav and a zain or zain and a zain. And in between, you've got like a hump. Right? Okay, this faces up. And this faces out. Shulchan Aruch says, this is the remes, sheba'em tzagag ches, in the middle of the gag, the head of the ches, that it's facing to Shemayim. It's facing to Shemayim. So we were pointing out that it's the ches, the two sides of the ches firmly on the ground, and between the vav and the zayin, it's going upwards. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is echad, one, the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam up and down. Isn't that beautiful? For yarich bedalet shel echad, you need to be marich the dalet of echad. The dalet should be extended. Shiach shva kadosh baruch yochid ba'ilamai. You should think that the Ribbono Shel Olam is one, it's the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world of Moshel, and he rules Ba'a Baruchai, so Olam in the four directions of the world. What's that called? The four?
Corners.
Not corners, the four directions. Baruchai. North, east, south, west, they're called the four
directions
of the world. V'lo yarich roisim mekashezeh, but don't extend it more than that. Don't say it extremely long. V'yeish no'agin, and some of the custom, hatos ha'roish, to turn the head, kefi ha'machshava, that you turn the head in direction of what you're thinking of. Ma'ale, so when you say ma'ale, you think, you go, you face your head up, or ma'ato, you put your head down. For the aboch is in the four directions. You see somebody going up and right and left, and you know, so he's thinking about the directions. Yeah, it's not so posh as we're going to see in the Mishneh Berurah. I do want to point out that, what do you think about this extending to be ma'irich the dalet of echad? How do you do that? Oh. Very good. How do you make a long dalet? Can you please try to make a long dalet?
The French have
problems. It's okay. Yeah, it took a split second, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I can understand you can make the A, I can understand you can make the Ch, and I can understand you can make the...
Emphasizing the
dalet. Please, can we have a... How do you do that? How do you emphasize it? How you make...
De.
Okay, so I think, and I heard this once from, if I'm not mistaken, this is probably 20 years ago, but I seem to remember that I heard from Rabbi Liebe Zichrone Livracha, the Tzurcha Rav. I think he told me that for me is a very, very strong raya, that the Teimanim, that their nusach is what the Shulchan Aruch, how the Shulchan Aruch, they make the Teimanim make the D like a Th, right? Do you know how they do it, Teimanim? Teimanim do it a bit like a bit of a, does anybody know the Dalet of Teimanim? It's a bit like our TH, isn't it? Yeah, it's a bit like our TH. Yeah, it's a bit like that. So that sound, the, that you can be ma'irich. Our TH, you can be ma'irich, you can make that longer. And that could be, that Temanim do that. I think Temanim do that. And I think that's pretty much a very strong makor for that, because we can't really be ma'irich, the Dalet. Now, the Mishneh Berurah does... Pardon? Good question. It's a very good question. The answer is, the reason why we don't do that, although Shulchan Aruch seems to be indicating maybe that's the right way of pronouncing it, the reason why we don't do that, because our Nusach, which is centuries and centuries old, was established by Gdolim and Tzadikim. That's the way Ashkenazi Yidden have been reading and speaking for a long time, and we don't have the right to change things around. Yeah, but it's a very valid question. But we don't change things around. Pardon? Yeah. So we get to that as well. A similar point so shortly. Right. Okay. Seif. Okay. Seif. Zayin in Shulchan. Seif Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. Yadkish bedalet shloy tekeresh. You should say echod and make sure the dalet at the end is not a resh. Mishneh Berurah of Aleph. V'lo yadkish yoyse midai. Don't say echod. not shouldn't be too emphasized. Shenira kilo adalad nekudu b'shva or b'tzeirei. Don't say chadde or chaddei or something like the de. Don't pronounce it. Don't overly pronounce it. Don't make a should be yeah. It shouldn't be overly pronounced because that's wrong as well. Or b'tzeirei elo akavona shitimenu b'feyof. Just make sure you pronounce it properly, but don't overdo it. Don't overdo it, echad, but don't overdo it. Yeah, as opposed to a shvad de. Yeah, that's right, echad, as opposed to echad de. Echad, as opposed to echad de, makes a big difference. And you've heard people saying that as well. Yeah. Okay. Seif ches lo yachtav beches. Don't chap the ches. Don't make it. Don't say the echad too quickly. Velo yairich be aleph, and don't say the aleph too long. Shouldn't be too long. Mishnah Berurah Chav Beis. That's later. Okay, that's clear. Seif Tes and Shulchan Aruch. Also, lo yimar Shema shnei pa'amim. Don't say Shema. Don't say twice the word Shema. Bein shekoyf al hatevos. Whether you're repeating the word twice, Shema. Hashem Elokeinu. That you're not allowed to do. Shem Shema. Bein shekoyf al posuk rishon. Don't say Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Echad. Don't say twice. So that's very relevant. People have got nerves. We were worried about the kavana, they didn't have enough kavana. They'll often repeat Shema Yisrael. I heard once somebody say, going with Shema Yisrael a number of times. And we'll see what the Mishnah would suggest what you should do. But you can't publicly say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu twice. Like you can't say Shema, the word Shema twice. The Mishnah then brings Sif Kot and Chobes a bit of a problem. Mishum, why is it? Shema Yisrael Shlepa, Mishum, the Nira Kelo Mekabel of Shtei Roshu is Chas V'Shalom. Because it would appear as if you're Chas V'Shalom accepting two Hashem's Chas V'Shalom. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Echad. One, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Echad. Twice. So don't do that. Now, but you've got to be able to catch 22 situation. We learned that you must have Kavonet when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. What happens if you failed to have Kavonet? So on the one hand, you have to say it again. On the other hand, you can't say it again. So what are you meant to do? Yeah, you can't say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Echad twice, because it sounds like as if you have got Chas V'Shalom. But on the other hand, you have to have kavana. So what happens if you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu? He didn't have kavana. Now what are you meant to do? You have to say it in the second time, but you're not allowed to say it second time. So what are you going to do? Catch 22 in its purest way. Yeah.
I thought I'd learned that you say it a second time without your hand over your eyes.
Oh.
From memory.
From memory, you say the second time, you don't cover your eyes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'im lo ikiven meikora, if you didn't have kavana the first time round, yachsoy ve'ikra belachash, say the second time round quietly. Ve'im lekashem, if you're on your own, afilo bekoil ram, muta, you have to say it loud as well. So it's all about other people around us. If there's nobody around you, there's nobody who can hear you, then just say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Say it the second time loud and you're fine. However, if there's other people sitting next to you and they will hear you, say it the second time round, but say it quietly. Very good point about your hand. Rabbi Asla, what do you think about the hand? Should you put a hand? You're saying that don't cover your eyes. Yeah, maybe you should take a knot. It's a good point. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that, but it sounds like an interesting point. What do you think about the hand? Sounds like a good point. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Yeah, yes, it is. Yeah, but that won't, the kavana won't be active there. It's not al chiyuv. That's al something else. We'll get to that as well, Mishem. Yeah. Why should you not be ma'irich? Why should you not be ma'irich the aleph? I don't remember. I don't remember. Say that again?
I thought I once heard that you should be.
Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't. Yeah. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight. Bezer Hashem. So I wanted to get to Kiryat Shema Shel Amita, but that's going to be CFU. That's tomorrow, Bezer Hashem. So we learned about an alternative way of getting to 248 words is by saying Kel Melech Neman. So anybody be Yechidus who's davening on his own, he should say Kel Melech Neman, thereby ensuring his 248 words. If somebody is Betzibur, however, he doesn't have to say Kel Melech Neman. He will hear the words of the Chazan, Hashem Akechem Emes, you'll get 248. We learned that the minhag is to cover your face when you say Shema Yisrael in order to ensure kavanah. We learned that you should say the ches, the hump of the ches shows Bashemayim, the two sides, Oretz, your Mamlech Ribono Shelam on the ground, and Shemayim. We learned that Echod, you have to emphasize the Dalet. We learned you have to be Mamlech Ribono Shelam Boilom, Moshel Ba'abaruchos. We learned also that some people have the minhag of turning their heads a little bit. However, the Mishnah Berurah, I failed to mention, Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Nechof says, don't go up and down and then right and left. Because that would appear as if you're doing a cross. Exactly. So don't do that. Even if you want to, in your mind, you want to go around the directions, but don't make sure it doesn't go like a cross. Okay? That wouldn't be very good. In Seif Zayin, we learned that the Dalet should not be like a Reish. Seif Ches tells us that the Ches should not be too quick. The Aleph shouldn't be extended. We learned that you're allowed to say Shema Yisrael twice, whether it's the word or whether it's the whole Pasuk. And we learned also that if somebody doesn't have Kavanah, he should say it the second time round, but he should say it quietly. Fine.